This program contains graphic content and sexual situations. Viewer discretion is advised. She's the picture-perfect wife, a nurturing mother of four, and a popular elementary school teacher. When in 1996, a torrid extramarital affair catapults her to instant pop culture infamy. It's not just because a highly respected 34-year-old teacher cheats on her husband, but because the object of her desire is one of her 12-year-old students.
You're talking about a sixth grader.
Yeah.
She is a sexual predator.
The love-struck predator freely admits to what is legally determined to be felony second-degree rape of a child.
We treated him like we would treat any rape victim.
But not public humiliation, nor shame cast upon her family, nor years languishing in prison would stop this obsessed woman from jumping back into the arms of her young lover.
They were in love, he said.
She's been called a rapist, a child molester, and a pedophile. But is it all just a misunderstood love affair? And what is the shocking epilogue to one of the most bizarre relationships America had ever seen?
Please help me.
Meet Mary Kay Letourneau, just a soft-spoken sixth-grade teacher from a sleepy Seattle suburb, until scandal made her famous. The story resulted in a book, a made-for-TV movie, and hundreds of news stories and articles, as details of the relationship between Mary Kay Letourneau and her student, Billy Falau, were revealed.
Mary Kay Letourneau was a 34-year-old teacher, and Billy was only 12.
Her name is known to everyone and has been for 20 years. People are still riveted by this story.
This case shocked people. It was bizarre.
It was one of the most publicized student-teacher sex scandals in history.
The media has a field day when there's a pretty teacher who's been arrested for sex with a student.
The media didn't have a template exactly of how to handle it. No one did.
So many crazy things kept happening. If someone wrote it and put it on television, you'd say, come on.
The crime triggered a national conversation about sexual predators, victims, and double standards.
I think she was portrayed by the media as the girl next door. He used her first name rather than, you know, Ms. Letourneau or the defendant.
The case turned everyone's beliefs about child molesters upside down, and there were heated debates.
Was it really a sex offense? Was it really child molestation? He was more than a willing victim.
We would look at it different if it were a 13-year-old girl.
20 years later, people are still talking about this. Some people think it was just a relationship, while others think it was the rape of a child.
Mary Catherine Schmitz is born in California in 1962. She is one of seven children.
Mary Kay's parents raised her in a strict Catholic household, and both of them had conservative political views.
Mary's father, John Schmitz, was a politician in Southern California. Her mother was outspoken and active. She appeared regularly on a local talk show where she was the right-leaning voice.
In 1970, Mary Kay's father is elected to California's 35th congressional district, but soon sets his sights on an even higher political position.
In 1972, John Schmitz campaigned to become the president of the United States.
Mary's father loved her tremendously, adored her. She was his baby, and waved the little American flag and vote for Schmitz, things like that.
From the time Mary Kay is a young adolescent, she is reportedly tasked with helping to care for her younger siblings.
I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Where is
that? When Mary Kay was 11 years old, she was in the backyard with her younger brother, Philip, when he slipped into the pool and drowned. He was only 3 years old.
Nick, can
mommy
get this for me?
Yeah. Oh my God, Mary! I told you to watch your brother!
We know how fast things happen, and she must have turned her back for a minute. And I don't think you ever get over an experience like that. And I think it probably impacted her for life.
She was very young then, barely in grade school. She had some guilt over that, although I tried to reassure her that at that age, you're not responsible morally or legally for babysitting in a dangerous situation.
I'm sorry, it's all my fault.
Oh no, honey. It was an accident.
Distress, when you're young, changes the brain. It seems to get in the way of maturation. It also leaves people impulsive to their own actions.
Later, Mary Kay attended an all-girls Catholic high school, where she got good grades and she was a cheerleader. And by college, she had begun to shed some of the constraints that she had in her restricted childhood.
She was a party girl.
At Arizona State University, Mary Kay meets fellow student Steve Letourneau.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What's your name?
Mary.
Well, Mary, what's your major?
I want to be an elementary school teacher.
Maybe you can teach me a little something.
I guess you could say that the two of them hit it off almost immediately.
Pretty early on, Mary Kay finds herself pregnant, and she didn't want to get married, but her parents, the strict Catholics, felt that she should, and so she got married.
It was out of the question for Mary Kay to give up her baby for adoption, so she did what she thought was the right thing, which was to marry Steve.
Mary Kay, her new husband Steve, and new baby Steve Jr. moved to a suburb outside of Seattle. From the outside, they seem like the perfect family, but reportedly, they're not happy.
Mary Kay and Steve were young, but according to Mary Kay, they weren't necessarily in love. There were money problems and even alleged affairs, but that didn't stop the two of them from growing their family even more.
Mary Kay and Steve weren't necessarily happy together, but they had another child, and then they had another child, and then they had another child. And in between those children, they talked about separation and divorce, but the children kept coming.
Further complicating things is the stigma created by Mary Kay's father. In 1982, it's revealed that not only had he been having an affair for years, but had also fathered two children out of wedlock. This destroyed his political career.
Irony of ironies, the woman that her father had an affair with and had two children by was a former student of his when he was teaching college. Who knows what kind of bug it put in her ear that, you know, it's maybe okay to have relationships with students.
My father's living a lie, a monstrous lie. Another woman, a family, children.
Is someone still getting laid?
What her father did destroyed Mary Kay and probably affected her for a very long time.
She needs somebody to turn to. Steve doesn't seem to be that person.
Mary Kay and Steve reportedly have explosive arguments.
You need
Mary,
to get a new job.
I've been busting my butt every single day.
What?
I've been trying to get that through
oh
your head.
Oh my goodness,
get a better job. I'm not having this conversation.
Twice, Mary Kay goes to the hospital for injuries as a result of alleged fights with Steve, but no charges are filed.
Not only were the two allegedly fighting, but Mary Kay had reason to believe that Steve had strayed from their wedding vows.
Steve is having affairs and Mary Kay learns about them. There's trouble brewing there.
Despite the distrust and issues in her marriage, Mary Kay seemingly finds solace as a second grade teacher at Seattle's Shorewood Elementary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you guys ready?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mary Kay was a popular teacher.
The kids loved her. She was young, she was youthful, she was cute. I think she was engaged with them.
If the child was having problems in school or problems with the family or whatever, Mary was the adult that could reach them and talk with them and help them.
And that's when she met 7-year-old Villy Falau.
Billy's father spent most of his life in prison. He had had relationships with many women and had many, many kids by many women.
There were allegations of abuse in Billy's family. His dad was in prison, and his mom was trying to raise several kids on her own. And the baby of the family was Billy. There had to be so much stress on him.
Billy was a little different than his classmates. He had different interests, different talents, and nobody appreciated them or recognized them. Mary did.
Wow, what a cool drawing, Billy. Is that your dad?
No, my dad's in jail.
Oh, you poor thing. You're going to be a great artist someday, aren't you, Billy?
Thank you, Ms. Letourneau.
School is a safe haven for a lot of kids, and it was for Billy. It was a place that he could interact with students. He was obviously very comfortable around adults, and it was a place he could create his art.
She encouraged his artistic abilities, his drawings, praising them, and I think that sort of started Billy with, wow, here's an adult that I adore that actually is recognizing me for something.
In a few short years, Mary Kay Letourneau begins to recognize her student for more than just his art.
Mary Kay moves from teaching second grade to sixth grade. And wouldn't you know it, there's Billy Falau as one of her students. But this time, they're seeing each other very differently.
When he walked into that sixth grade classroom, all the elements were there for the perfect storm.
Billy wasn't exactly the normal 12-year-old. His voice was deeper, and he even had the beginnings of a mustache.
He looked like a boy that was developing early. The raging hormones have set in. Kind of artistic and quiet and a little bit brooding, but very much a pubescent boy.
12-year-old Billy's home life is allegedly a troubled one.
What are you doing?
I'm eating. Ah, what was that for?
I was saving that for me.
Billy's father is absent, spending time in jail for armed robbery.
Billy barely knew him. Billy's mother, Suna, worked one or two jobs to support the family, and Billy was kind of left adrift.
Just like Mary Kay's life was best at school and she thrived at school, that's where he was able to form relationships.
Unlike at home, Billy felt really appreciated at school. He was a decent student who was showing interest in art and in Mary Kay Letourneau. And she needed something different at this point, too.
That looks really good, Billy. We're almost done with the entire spread.
Yeah. Hey, Miss Letourneau?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever cheat on your husband?
Billy, what an inappropriate thing to ask.
Mary Kay and Billy started having personal conversations, and they acted more like peers. And before you know it, the line between teacher and student started to blur.
Hey.
Are you okay?
I'm in love with somebody.
Do I know her?
Yeah, you know her. But she's with somebody else.
Well, does she love you?
I don't know. Does she?
Mary had, in her mind, felt abandoned, and Billy, in his mind, felt alone. They were both adrift. They were alone, and they found somebody that worshipped them.
He pursued her. But Mary is the adult. She's the one in the position of responsibility who needs to say stop.
Although Mary Kay Letourneau is 34 and married with four children, that allegedly doesn't stop 12-year-old Billy from making a bet that he can seduce her.
Oh, she's so fine.
Bro, it doesn't matter what she look like. She too old for you. And she got kids.
Man, shut up. You didn't even know her like that.
Find somebody your age.
Man, I just really want to like.
I bet you 20 bucks you ain't getting none.
Oh, yeah?
And I want the proof, too. I ain't taking your word for it.
I got you.
All right.
There are some people that think that, look, you can't do that. She's predatory. He's a little boy. And then there are people who feel that at 13, 14, some boys kind of knew what they wanted, and they were very curious about sex and who they could experience things with.
I think what was motivating him was he was a young, pubescent boy who was lusting after the hot teacher and thought, I can do this.
The two begin spending more time together outside of school, at the movies, art galleries, and sometimes even at Mary Kay's home.
I think Billy's mother was overwhelmed, so it seemed like a real help to the family that he could spend a lot of time at Mary Kay's house. However, there were warning signs that she was becoming a friend to Billy. She was acting like a peer. Adults should not be confiding in children. They just shouldn't.
At the end of the school year, Mary Kay apparently took Billy out to eat to reward him for his good grades. It seems really strange now, but at the time, no one thought twice about it.
Billy has just completed the sixth grade, but he has no plans of saying goodbye to Mary Kay, his sixth grade teacher, anytime soon.
He does such a good job on the artwork.
What do you think you're doing?
You know, Mr. Turner, I'm not your student anymore, so.
If you're not my student anymore, then you don't have to call me Miss either.
Then I'll call you Mary. I like that.
They crossed the line when Mary Kay rewarded him for good grades, and then they kiss in public. So what was a flirtation is now a crime.
After that first kiss, Mary Kay and Billy seemed unable or unwilling to put the brakes on it. And they just moved forward and forward, taking more and more risks.
Billy is only a few days shy of his 13th birthday when he and Mary Kay park in a secluded area.
No, Billy.
But I want to. It feels so good.
I can't. Not until you're 18.
Michelle, that's gonna take forever.
They don't have any place to go. They can't check into a motel, and so all you need is a car and a dark parking lot, and it's normally teenagers making out. That's what the police thought they had when it turned out to be Mary and a student.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Are you okay?
Yes, officer.
Have you been drinking?
No, sir.
What's this in your back seat? Son, how old are you?
This happened the day after school let out. She had been his teacher in the sixth grade. He was still 12 years old. And the next day, at night, they're found together. How could you not be suspicious of that?
They were extremely reckless, and that continued throughout. They didn't seem to think the rules applied to them. It was throw caution to the wind. It's all about us. That was it. What they wanted, they did.
Mary Kay and Billy denied that anything was going on, and authorities even let Mary Kay talk to Billy's mom to explain herself.
Mom? Yeah, I'm at the police station. No, mom, chill, everything's good. I didn't do nothing. You don't have to come get me, okay? I can just go home with, Miss Letourneau, she can just...
Hi, this is Miss Letourneau. Yes, no, everything is okay. The police were just checking on us. We were studying in the car. They just need you to let them know that he had permission to be with me, and I will bring him home right away. Okay. Thank you.
They only told Suna part of the story of the circumstances, and Suna said, well, he's with Mary, that's okay.
Suna really liked Mary. Suna was grateful for Mary's influence on Billy. She wasn't really quite sure how to manage him. And Mary took away all that responsibility. She welcomed this outside influence that in the beginning seemed to be a dream come true. Just, wow, the answer to so many problems. Until it wasn't.
Although the unusual relationship between Billy and Mary Kay is on the police department's radar, no charges are filed, and the indiscretion isn't yet public knowledge.
Meanwhile, at home, things became really distant between Mary Kay and Steve. And the further apart they got, the closer she got with her underage student.
Billy turns 13 that summer, and Mary Kay reportedly invites him over to her house on occasion, under the guise that he can hang out with her son, Steve Jr.
All right, guys, time for lights out.
Billy sleeps over while Mary Kay's husband, Steve, and the other kids are at home.
Good night, Mrs. Turner.
Good night.
You going to bed?
No, I got some schoolwork to finish up.
Would it kill you to sleep with your husband once in a while?
Everybody turned a blind eye, I guess, to this happening. And that's when their sexual relationship started.
Bill is very young. He doesn't understand the gravity of anything. Really, it was almost like she didn't understand that having sex with a 13-year-old would be against the law. Come on, how hard is it to find that out, to understand that? Well, you don't expect that from a woman in her mid-30s who is a teacher and highly educated.
I love you so much. I can't wait anymore.
Come on, you know you want to.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He did tell us that she was not the first person he'd had sex with. I don't know if that's true or not. Certainly, she was his first love.
Mary Kay and Billy Falau finally consummate their relationship at her home.
He told tabloid magazines that they had sex throughout the house over the course of that summer, everywhere. And they were in love, he said.
The relationship between Mary Kay and Billy heated up even more. She even came up with this unique way of teaching him. I guess you could call it strip study.
49?
All right. All right.
64.
You might get double for that one.
It has become a full-blown sexual and criminal relationship.
It morphed from, isn't it great that this teacher is taking so much interest in this young man who's kind of struggling, to why are they spending so much time together and exactly what are they doing?
Billy's siblings are starting to notice that he is spending a lot of time with someone he probably shouldn't be seeing.
Hello? Billy? Hey, it's for you. Someone named Mary.
Bro.
Who's Mary?
Bro, stop.
Is this girlfriend?
Stop. Seriously. Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, hey. It's Philly.
Who's Mary?
Yeah, I'm at the crib right now. Yeah. I can meet you.
Why is Mary going over and picking this kid up at his house? And it just started to be weird.
One afternoon, Mary Kay reveals a deep, dark secret to a childhood friend.
Oh, girl, put those down. You kids are too old for those tchotchkes.
Actually...
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Have you told Steve?
I don't actually think it's Steve's baby.
Mary, who's the father? Someone I know?
It's one of my students. It's okay because we love each other.
Mary Kay is reportedly so brazen that she reveals her affair to her friend.
Mary Kay broke the pregnancy news to Billy, and he didn't know what to think.
I need to tell you something.
You want to do it again?
No. Oh, yes. But that's not it. We're gonna have a baby.
What? I can't just... Can't you just tell Steve it's his baby?
I thought you said you loved me. I thought you said you wanted to be with me.
I do, but I can't just...
Billy, we are going to have a baby. So you're going to need to start acting like a man.
I can only imagine how difficult and scary it must have been for Billy at that age. His brain's not developed. He's not even capable of making good decisions. Now he's a father.
One afternoon, Mary Kay's husband Steve discovers Mary Kay and Billy's love letters.
Now, the whole thing becomes clear. Why were they spending so much time together? They were having an inappropriate sexual relationship. Under law, Mary was raping Billy.
After discovering love letters from Mary Kay to 13-year-old Billy, Steve Letourneau confronts his wife's young lover.
You having an affair with my wife?
Yeah. You two having sex? Just a little bit.
Don't come near her again. You hear me?
Don't even come near my house or else I'll tell you.
We're in love. All right, we're gonna be together.
Look, you little punk! If you go near her again, you're all good.
We can't know for sure what happened next, but you've got to imagine that Steve had some words for his wife as well.
What the hell are you thinking? I can't believe you're screwing. Jesus, I hope you're not.
And just when he thought things couldn't get worse, he noticed something different about her.
You're pregnant, aren't you?
He really loves me. And you and I, we haven't been happy since...
Mary, this is a crime. When the cops find out...
They only arrest men for that.
They arrest anyone sleeping with little kids!
Mary Kay didn't seem to get it, that this was a very serious situation. She thought, you know, predator laws were just for men.
Steve confided about these love letters to a family member, and before you know it, authorities were tipped off about Mary Kay's inappropriate relationship with a student.
Thank you for calling Sherwood Elementary, where every day is a great day. Let me put you on hold for a moment.
Okay, and now you will find the right angle.
Mary Kay's school is alerted, and she is summoned by the principal. Detectives are waiting to arrest her on charges of statutory rape.
As soon as the school was alerted about the allegations, they brought in Mary Kay for questioning, and they also questioned her 13-year-old victim.
Obviously, we have a case against Mrs. Letourneau, but possibly the school district too for negligence. Next, we need to interview...
Can I see her again?
I am not a child molester.
Legally, you are.
She thought that love conquers all, and I told her that it doesn't.
people leave their children in the care of a teacher to be taught certain things that we consider important. The sexual aspect of it is something that is far from most people's belief that's going to happen to their child when they're at school.
When news breaks that a beloved teacher is having sex with her former student and that she could be pregnant with his child, Seattle is collectively shocked and many parents are horrified.
Parents are in shock tonight due to the revelation that a sixth grade teacher had a sexual affair with one of her students who is only 13 years old.
Not only was the affair or relationship between Vili and Mary Kay wildly inappropriate, but it was a crime. It was illegal.
Vili was a willing participant, but the law says he's not in a position to make that decision. So this explodes.
Everybody was abuzz at this newspaper article that said a Highline school teacher had been impregnated by her sixth grade student.
Because Vili was a minor, authorities didn't release his name. But he was more than happy to come forward on his own.
While local reporters keep Billy's identity a secret, it is revealed when he appears openly on NBC's Today Show.
We treated him like we would treat any rape victim. We didn't approach him, we didn't say his name, nothing. Then one day, he and his mother showed up on NBC, national news. And at that point, my news director said, well, you know, they've outed themselves, and he was very open about everything. He said he loved her. He said that they were going to get married. He claimed that he wasn't a victim. He was resolute in that.
If you had a middle-aged male teacher having sex with a sixth grade student with a 20-something year age difference, this wouldn't be debatable.
A trial. Mary Kay's unassuming appearance surprises many.
She was cute and pretty, and she was obviously very pregnant. And you had to wonder, well, whose baby is that?
Mary Kay's attorney, David Gerke, let it be known that there was a high probability that this baby wasn't Steve's, but it was Vili's.
She was wearing this baby blue dress, and her hair was up. She looked very innocent, and she was remorseful. She cried, help me, help us all.
She crossed a line. She shouldn't have done it. But she was sorry. She went to court. She had her blonde ringlets and her checked outfit, and she's pregnant, and she looked like she just baked a plate of chocolate chip cookies and should be taking her kids on a field trip. She threw herself on the court and asked for mercy, and people responded to that.
She hoped the best case scenario would be she would divorce Steve and her and Billy would be married and they would have her four children and the baby. And I smiled and said, Mary, that's not going to happen.
During her trial, Mary Kay gives birth to daughter Audrey, the baby that Billy fathered. And shortly after, on August 7th, 1997, Mary Kay Letourneau is found guilty of child rape.
Mary Kay Letourneau was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. But after she pleaded for leniency, a judge suspended that sentence, and she only had to spend 6 months in the county jail.
I did something that I had no right to do. I give you my word that it will not happen again. Please help me.
There were just two conditions. One, she had to attend sex offender counseling. And two, she could never see Vili again.
She got a sweet, sweet deal. Most sex offenders don't go into court, get a 7-year sentence, but most sex offenders don't look like Mary Letourneau.
Mary Kay is released after serving approximately 4 months in jail. But her illicit cravings take over, and almost immediately, she does the unthinkable.
Sweet boy.
I'm not your sweet boy.
Mary Kay Letourneau was the adult here. She should have known better, but she just couldn't stay away from Billy, who was only in his early teens.
Maybe we can run away together? Go to Europe or something?
But then I wouldn't be able to see the kids.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have to run away anymore. The worst has already happened. We just have to be quiet about it.
You know, Mary is a manipulative person. And Mary will say, I think, whatever she needs to say to get the attention that she craves. And especially at that time in her life, she wanted attention. And she demanded it.
On February 3rd, 1998, just weeks after she's freed from her abbreviated jail sentence, Mary Kay prepares for an extended trip. She and Billy pull into a secluded parking lot.
Do you remember what you said about running away?
Yeah. You want to go?
Well, maybe we can get an apartment in Tacoma while you finish school.
That sounds perfect.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, my God. Get out of the car.
Mary, come on. Step on it. What are you doing? Let's go. Come on.
Philly, you have got to run. Get out, okay?
Mary, I'm not leaving you.
After her release from jail, all Mary Kay had to do was stay away from Billy. But she was caught by police with him again, and that breached the plea deal.
She was a really good liar. That's what we learned. All of that act in court when she said, you know, I won't go near him again, and please help me, and I apologize, and I know what I did was wrong. She didn't mean it, but everybody was fooled.
I remember talking to police about this case a lot, and they were angry. There was a, see, I told you so, a sex offender is a sex offender is a sex offender. And I don't care if she has blonde hair or if she's the scruffy guy under the bridge. If she's molesting children or he's molesting children, same thing.
Police also find over $6,000 in cash, baby clothes, and Mary Kay Letourneau's passport. Items that make it appear as if they are planning to run away.
You got a huge break. You could have gone 84 months in prison. You only had to do 4, and you let everybody down, including now your 5 children.
On February 6th, 1998, Mary Kay Letourneau finds herself back in court for a second time. Now the judge is less sympathetic.
This case is not about a flawed system. It is about an opportunity that you foolishly squandered.
Her supporters were betrayed. The judge was betrayed. There was a big shift in how this community felt about Mary Kay Letourneau. How much did she care about her own children if she was willing to throw all of that away for a relationship with this student?
I was outraged. I was personally hurt, and I felt personally responsible in part. But the public opinion was, geez, just let them be. If they're that much in love, the heck with it, let them go. Would have worked out in the short run for Mary and Billy. In the long run, it would have been a whole mockery of the whole criminal justice system. And as an attorney that works in that system, she had to go to prison. It was a no-brainer.
Within weeks of your release from jail, you purposely violated the conditions of your sentence.
The court throws the book at Mary Kay Letourneau, and now she has to spend 7.5 years in prison. But there's a surprise. She's pregnant again with Billy Falau's second child.
She's not only violated her parole and probation rules by seeing him, but they've been having sex, and she's pregnant again.
She knows how babies are made. She certainly knew what birth control was, and she didn't use it.
The years pass, and Billy Falau now has 2 children, while their mother, Mary Kay Letourneau, sits in prison for molesting him.
He was in love. This was the best it's ever going to be, and it's gone. He was crushed. He didn't have anybody to replace her in his life. He couldn't even drive yet.
We see in Billy's life that he had a troubled childhood. We know that he's been arrested for DUI and has fought depression.
Billy reportedly becomes despondent.
He's living with his mother and siblings at home. He drops out of school. He is drinking some. You know, he's a very disturbed kid.
Due to Billy's young age, his mother, Suna, is awarded custody of his children.
Well, I think Mary Kay assumed she would have a later relationship with Billy, and it was so this was a good thing if he and his mother kept the child.
To the surprise of absolutely no one, Steve Letourneau gets full custody of the kids, and he moves to Alaska, which is as far away as he can get from all this negative publicity.
I mean, to go all in on a 13-year-old boy and walk away from your family, that's nuts. That goes against motherhood.
The cruelty and the insensitivity of choosing a teenage boy over her four kids, I can't understand and I can't forgive.
In prison, Mary Kay finds ways to reach out to Vili, despite a court order that forbids contact.
Mary Kay Letourneau was pumping breast milk in prison and sending it to Vili's house to feed the baby. But she was also putting something else in those bottles. She was slipping messages underneath the label for her still teenage lover.
He's the victim, she's the sexual predator, she's registered as a sex offender. So they can't have contact. And the only way they can do it is by sneaking these notes along with the breast milk so that they can have some communication. It's like passing notes in school.
Mary Kay spends much of her prison time tutoring fellow inmates, singing in the prison choir, and attending mass.
She also got some much-needed psychiatric help.
We had two different doctors diagnose her with bipolar. When she gets manic, she acts out in very stereotypical manic actions, financially, sexually, things like that, feelings of invincibility.
One of the things about manic depression is that it affects our impulse control center in the brain. Predators can't control themselves always or are more impulsive. And in looking at dozens of female teachers who've had sex with their students over the years, that they somehow hit an obstacle in their own teenage years and they've stopped maturing to know that they're not supposed to be a friend of their students. They're not a peer.
In 2004, when Mary Kay Letourneau is released from prison, her victim asks the court to revoke the no-contact order, and the court agrees.
Well, everything changes when Mary Kay gets out of prison because Vili is now over age 18, over the age of consent.
Even though she was back with Vili and their two girls, Mary Kay still had to register as a sex offender.
I remember seeing her register as a sex offender at the King County Courthouse. It's kind of dingy and it's kind of a, you know, there are a lot of criminals coming in and out of the courthouse. She just didn't fit in. The contrast is always there.
On May 20th, 2005, Mary Kay and Vili marry in a simple ceremony at a winery in Washington. She is 43 and he is 22.
It's unheard of for a victim and their predator to marry. And, you know, it fascinates the country.
In recent years, Mary Kay and Vili have hosted Hot for Teacher theme nights at a Seattle nightclub.
He was DJing and Mary showed up and I think they took pictures and she signed autographs.
Mary Kay wasn't allowed to collect any sort of appearance fees because of Son of Sam laws that prevent criminals from profiting from their crimes.
Is that what Mary wants to be remembered as? The hot teacher who trashed her own family and had a sexual relationship with this young boy? Apparently so.
Mary Kay sells her story rights to the USA Network, which produces The Mary Kay Letourneau Story, All-American Girl, starring Penelope Ann Miller.
Whenever there's a scandal and LA casting agents start talking about how to cast the scandal as a movie, you know the scandal is elevated to a different level of popularity.
One review from Variety said that the film, quote, wasted an opportunity to shed light on some really screwed up people.
Mary Kay's job as his teacher was to protect him, to educate him, to watch over him from a distance, and to help him be a child. And she abused that trust. And then they legitimized it by going public, by getting married. And that doesn't change at all the fact that she is a sexual predator.
Her case broke the mold. But after that, we started hearing of other cases. All sex offenders are not men, and not all victims are not girls. It can be the other way around, and when it is the other way around, do you apply the same rules?